It was the birthday recently of Farley Mowat, and Kevin Shortsleeve is remembering the author of Never Cry Wolf.
It is challenging to put into words exactly what makes reading the works of Farley Mowat such a personal experience. If you read his tales of the far north, both fiction and nonfiction, such as Never Cry Wolf and The Dog Who Wouldn't Be, you will likely come away feeling as though you've shared a great or humorous adventure with a close friend. Mowat's father was a respected librarian, in charge of the libraries of the entire Saskatchewan territory. Mowat remembers, "I spent monstrous amounts of time in the libraries my father directed. To his everlasting credit, my father never directed my reading. He gave me carte blanche." Mowat used this freedom to read widely, and especially about animals, and this passion led to the acquisition of a menagerie, including a squirrel, a cat, several crows, magpies, gophers, a few owls, and two dogs, one named Mutt, who supposedly had the ability to climb trees, and who preferred to wear goggles when traveling by automobile. When less than 10 years old, Mowat started his own news journal for naturalists of the Canadian prairie. He called it Nature Lore, and sold copies for 5 cents apiece. As an adult, his interest in the savage Canadian wild led to numerous publishing successes, such as The People of the Deer and Never Cry Wolf, which was turned into a Disney film in 1983. One of the reasons Mowat turned so often to the wilderness for inspiration was because of his growing mistrust of civilized society. His father's arm had been rendered useless by bullet wounds in World War I, and in World War II, Mowat served in several brutal campaigns in France and Italy. He notes that after the war, "I deliberately sought out solitude. I wanted to get away from my own species." He adds that, "I have a great admiration for all wild animals, and I tend to think that most of them are far superior to man in the way they live their lives." Of Never Cry Wolf, one critic observed, "His research into the caribou's relations with the wolves and Eskimos proved revolutionary, upsetting decades of mistaken scientific assumptions." And yet, as scientifically grounded as many of his books are, Mowat never loses his sense of story. And that is why his works have been translated into 52 languages, and why he has received numerous honors, including the prestigious Hans Christian Andersen Award and the Boys Club of America Award. Mowat has said, "Writing for young people is a particular pleasure, since most of them have not been molded into the formal shapes of technological man. They remain really natural, and therefore really human in my eyes."